There have been Security Council meetings in Ukraine before, but this is by far the highest level meeting since the war began.
The latest developments are dangerous and disturbing. They are further steps away from any prospect of peace and towards an endless cycle of horror and bloodshed.
As a permanent member of the Council, Russia has previously vetoed any efforts to denounce its attack on Ukraine. And in reality, there's little the Council can do to stop the fighting.
One man chose this war. One man can end it. Because if Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov only appeared in the chamber just moments before his turn to speak. He insisted what the Russians call the special military operation was inevitable after the 2014 revolution in Ukraine.
There is an attempt today to impose on us a completely different narrative about Russian aggression as the origin of the tragedy. This ignores the fact that for over 8 years, Ukrainian army and fighters from the nationalist groups killed and continue to kill inhabitants of Donbas with impunity simply because they've refused to recognize the result of the coup d'etat in Kiev.
When he finished his remarks, the Russian diplomat left, something the British did not ignore.
He has left the chamber. I'm not surprised. I don't think Mr. Lavrov wants to hear the collective condemnation of this council.
And Ukraine's foreign minister didn't let the moment pass either.
I also noted today that Russian diplomats flee almost as aptly as Russian soldiers.
He called for peace, he called for support, and he had this warning for Russia.
Yesterday, Putin announced mobilization. But what he really announced before the whole world was his defeat. You can draft 300, 500,000 people, but you will never win this war.
The meeting was called to discuss alleged abuses and atrocities in Ukraine. The International Criminal Court announced its own investigation in March, and the chief prosecutor told the council that while no one has been charged yet, there is growing evidence that war crimes have been committed. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations in New York.